Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Thanking God for this great door of utterance. Our great pastor is coming to you today with the word of life.
All right.
Thanking God, the scripture says, fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher,
thank God,
Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists. The elders, our missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus another Sabbath day. We're glad to be with you. We're here because of God's anointing that's going on, Moses and all the prophets. And I'm grateful for our late Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the great life they lived, the example they were. They're in the bosom of God right now. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. I want to talk to you today about the Lord's Day. Got a big pagan holiday coming up called Easter. They're going to portray and go through all the motions like unto the Lord. They're going to lie again and say they rose on the first day of the week, which is not according to scripture. It's a big lie, and that lies in the mouth of all the prophets of Baal. The prophets of Baal are very much alive today. But we at 425 Laconia Boulevard rather obey God than man. We're going to stay with God. Before we get into this thought, our ensemble have a number, Thy Commandments. Our Deacon Dale wrote the song, Deke, ensemble, Thy Commandments.
Thy commandments.
Oh, yes.
I run in the way of thy commandments. A covenant never changed. How can they say that I
moment
and the Sabbath, not the seventh day? But I know one thing. Know that I just can't live without thy commandments. I was alive without the law until I heard the Son of God. Thy commandments came and sin revived, and sometime after I died. For I did not know sin, had it not been for the law. Ooh, yeah. I would not know life, except I was taught some mercy instructions, my love to be told. Refine me as silver, purge me as gold. With
thy commandments,
I run in the way of
thy commandments,
a covenant never changed. How can they say that I'm
holy
and the Sabbath not the seventh day? But I know one thing. Know that I just can't live without thy commandments. Oh yes. I meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. With my whole heart I thought thee, oh let me not wander from these judgments you declared through the Son, the Lord's heir, who rebuked the proud, who in the law have erred. You deal with your servant that I may live by keeping my word.
Thy commandments,
blessed be thy name. Thy commandments, when I obey, heart 10. How can they say
they
turn away and the Sabbath not the seventh day? But I know one thing, know that I just can't live without thy commandment.
Thy commandment.
My delight is in thy law. It's my commandment.
Thy commandment.
In them I find no fault. How can they say
they
turn away and the Sabbath not the seventh day? I know one thing, know that I just can't live without thy commandment.
Thy commandments,
it keeps me from sin.
Thy commandments,
my prosperity.
Thy commandments,
top through bodies.
Thy commandments,
this is my story. This is my song. It keeps me from doing wrong. I fall away and I turn my feet unto thy great testimonies. You save my life, me through thy truth. Yeah, thy word, oh yes, it is the truth. My project, my potential shall pass from the law. That's what the scripture says. He created a rest, the heart of the day. Oh, the seventh day he called the Sabbath day. Perpetual, the scripture says,
his word we must obey.
For all the law must be fulfilled.
I know
that I just can't live without thy commandments. Forever thy word is settled in heaven.
Ever is settled in heaven.
Beautiful.
God's word is settled.
Yes.
That means you can't change it.
Cannot.
Deacon Fina, make your announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and email us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Sing the song, Another Day with Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm glad about it.
Yes.
We are so glad here at 425.
Yes.
It's another day with God.
Yes.
Another day with the Word.
Yes.
Another day in the commandments.
Yes.
It's
yes.
all the same.
Yes.
They got this big pagan holiday coming up. It's a god.
It is a god.
And all the little bunnies are out. Little chocolate bunnies. All the little eggs, brown chocolate eggs. And you can get chocolate any day of the week.
That's right.
Any day, any time, all year round.
All year round.
But now you're going to pay extra bucks because it's printed looking like a bunny.
Yes.
Or an egg. Yes. But now if you know this, you won't be caught up in this. Deuteronomy 4:6 says this.
Right.
Keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. When you know God, when you live for God, you're not caught up in all of this assimilation. The Lord said, take up the cross and follow me. He's talking about his word that will kill sin. We don't need to go through these enactments of what he went through.
That's right.
Then they come up with the big lie. They sit at these places looking for sunrise. But I understand the scripture when it began to dawn towards the first day. He wasn't there. And if he was somewhere there rising up on the first day of the week, He lied and broke his own prophecy. Because he couldn't have been in the heart of the earth 3 nights and 3 days if he got up sometime on the first day.
That's right. Go ahead.
He rose sometime after the Sabbath day.
Yes.
Before evening night got there.
All right.
The Lord said there's 12 hours in the day. When night came on scene, he was gone.
Yes. Yes.
When they came to the sepulcher on the first day, as it began to dawn, he was not there. All right. He had risen like he said. That's beautiful. So that's how they come up with the Lord's day, the first day of the week. But the Lord said, I am the Lord and I change not. Let's go to Revelations 1:1.
Yes.
All of you out here getting ready for this paganism, and you're yet a part of it when you go to church on the first day of the week, saying you're living for God, and that's the rest day. You're a lie. It's not the rest day.
No, it's not.
And all these jackleg preachers that say it's the first day of the week, they're a lie in the mouth of all these prophets.
Yes.
They were sent by the devil.
Yes.
Revelations 1:1. We said, well, Pastor, why are you talking like that? The Lord say, you whited sepulchers. He called you that, not me.
All right.
He say, you are a generation of vipers. John said that. I didn't say that.
Yeah, that's right.
Lord said, they're all like roaring bears, groping. Yeah. Cannot
bark.
They're dogs. That's what the Lord called you.
That's
dogs.
That's what he did.
Loving to slumber and not get into the scripture and believe God's word.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Revelations 1:1. What does it say, Evangelist?
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
Listen, Jesus revealed himself to his servants, not just one.
All right.
Revelation of Jesus Christ.
Which God gave unto him.
What?
To show unto his servants.
God gave unto the Lord to show unto his servants.
Uh-huh.
I am the Messiah. I'm the one.
All right.
That took on flesh.
Yes.
What?
Things which must shortly come to pass.
What?
And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John.
He was revealing to John things that must shortly come to pass. Not in a dream necessarily. It started when John said, this is he.
All right.
Because John bear record. I'm not the one, but he. I'm not worthy to try to tie his shoes. That's when he began to reveal to the people who Jesus was. Yeah. What? Read.
Who bear record of the word of God.
So he was bearing record of the word. That's who Jesus is and was. He was the word made flesh.
Yes.
John bear record. What?
Yes. And of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
What?
And of all things that he saw.
What does the 8th verse say?
Thank God I am Alpha and Omega.
Now look what John, he's being revealed who Jesus is. It was before he was on the Isle of Patmos.
Mm-hmm.
But this time he was in the spirit.
Yes.
I am Alpha and I am Omega.
Omega.
What?
The beginning and the ending, saith the Lord.
What?
Which is.
What?
And which was and which is to come.
So then I am him. And I was he.
All right.
Before he took on flesh, I was. I am he and I was he.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the one that is to come. The Almighty. What?
Yes. John,
what?
Who also am your brother and companion in tribulation,
what?
And in the kingdom, and the patience of Jesus Christ,
what?
Was in the isle that is called Patmos,
what?
For the word of God.
He was in there for the gospel.
All right.
He was in there because of the word of God.
Yes.
The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
He was in there because he testified, this is the Messiah.
All right.
Now, even though we obey God's word or say we obey God's word, you've got to accept the sacrifice.
Yes.
Because the old system is done away with.
Yes.
Testifying of Jesus Christ. What?
Mm-hmm. I was in the spirit on the Lord's
this
day.
This is where my focus is. John was in the spirit on the Lord's day.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet.
So it's all about the Lord's day.
Yes.
He was in the spirit on the Sabbath.
Yes.
Let's go to Ephesians 4. Stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 4.
Yes.
And 4.
Mm-hmm.
Great controversy. I obey God.
Yes.
Not what man fix up.
All right.
All right.
I don't care what the scripture is saying. The witness of God is greater than any one that's testifying in the scriptures.
All right.
The witness of God is greater.
Is greater.
Is that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Ephesians 4:4.
There is one body.
One body.
And one spirit.
What?
Even as ye are called in one hope of your calling.
Now we got one hope here.
Yes.
Our hope is to go back with him.
Yes, yes it Lord. Is.
Our hope is eternal life.
Yes.
Our hope is being rewarded with God.
Yes.
Eternal life.
Yes.
What?
One Lord, one faith.
That one Lord, there's only one faith. So that one Lord from Genesis to Revelation,
yes.
we don't know of anyone called the Lord but God.
All right.
And Jesus.
All right.
The only Lord we know. His name is Jehovah.
Yes.
He's known by many names.
Yes.
But there's only one Lord.
One Lord.
One faith.
One baptism.
One baptism. Isn't that beautiful?
What?
Let's go to Deuteronomy 4:35.
Thank yes. God.
We're going to move a little bit,
yes.
but you follow us as we follow the Lord through the scriptures of truth.
Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Maybe you don't understand the scriptures, but if you follow this teaching, I guarantee you the word will be revealed unto you.
Yes.
We're here for fellowship. Anyone who wants a fellowship, you're welcome to come to 425 Laconia Boulevard. Go in and come out with us. And watch
right.
our lives.
Yes.
And see, don't the Holy Ghost keep us from sin.
Yeah. All right.
When we yield ourselves to the word.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 4:35. What does it say?
Unto thee it was showed.
What?
That thou mightest know that the Lord, he is
now,
God.
Now, the Lord is God. God don't change.
He don't change.
If he does, he's a lie. He's not a lie.
All
God
right.
is not a lie.
No, he isn't.
He's not a man that he should lie.
All right.
He changes not.
Yes.
So I don't care what prophet prophesies.
Right.
Whoever testifies, God don't change.
Go ahead,
His
Pastor.
Word don't change.
It don't change.
I am the Lord.
Uh-huh.
The Lord, he is God what?
There is none else beside
so
him.
So I don't care what ones may say. You can call it a trinity. There is no trinity.
No trinity.
No, it's not.
It's only one.
Just one.
Only one.
And if we are going to be with God, we have to become one with God.
All right.
Let's go to Genesis 2.
All right.
2:1. We're mm-hmm. talking about the Father. Even the Lord came and did according to what his Father gave him.
Yes.
His Father was he himself without the flesh.
All right.
He only became a son when he took on flesh.
That's right.
But the Word and God never changed.
Never changed.
Or changes. Never
That's
does.
Right.
It's
Never
the
does.
Same.
Yes, it
Yesterday,
is.
Today, and forever.
And forever.
2:1, what does it say, Genesis?
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished.
What?
And all the host of them.
So that means all the host, whatever's in the works, heaven and earth, time.
All right.
And all those that hosted it, clouds, everything was done, finished. You can't change it.
All right.
7-day system, man cannot change it. We're going to make an 8-day system. Can't do it.
Can't
Nothing
do
will
it.
Ever come out right.
No. All right.
It's a 7-day system.
Yes.
It was finished. What?
And on the seventh day.
Now here's the seventh day. What?
God ended his work.
What?
Which he had made.
He didn't end his day on the 8th day or the first day, one might call it. So that's the 8th day. It's a new day. There's no 8th day.
There's none.
There's 8 days.
That's right.
But there is no eighth day,
day
in the system that no. God finished.
No.
All right.
There's a seventh day. He yes. ended his work. What?
And he rested on the seventh day.
What?
From all his work
what?
Which he had
now,
made.
Now, I believe when you're born in God and you become a son of God, you become like the Father.
Yes. yes.
That's what Jesus was like the Father.
Yes, he was.
He was just like his Father.
Yes.
He said, my Father gave me a commandment. As his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the seventh day.
Yes.
On the Sabbath.
Yes.
And the Sabbath is the seventh day.
All right, yes. Pastor.
God did what on the number
and,
three?
And God blessed the seventh day.
Now, God blessed the seventh day.
And sanctified it.
Sanctified it.
because,
and what?
Because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made.
Now, that's only one day that God blessed and sanctified.
Yes.
All right.
That's forever.
Yes.
Because it's finished. You can't change it.
That's it. Thank God.
Now you come along and it's telling you in your history books that Constantine of Rome in 321 AD said, we're going to recognize the first day of the week, they wrote. They were, first of all, they didn't know God. They didn't know the scripture hit the wrong day. Yes. That's not according to prophecy. And who asked them to do it? God didn't.
No, he didn't. Go ahead.
God didn't ask them to do that. Jesus didn't ask them to do that.
No, he
but
didn't.
But someone said, no, I'm going to recognize the Lord for what he did. That's very noble, but God never should do that.
He didn't.
You got one day that's fixed. You can't say, you know what? We're going to take out killing, and we're going to say, well, no one should attempt to harm somebody. That's not in the script. You can't change that.
No.
You cannot change God's word. It tells you Revelation. If you add to it or take it away, you will be guilty of sin.
That's right. That's right.
You can't change God's word. You can't do that. You are plagued with sin when you do that.
That's right.
And curses.
Mm-hmm.
When you add anything to it, you can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't change the 7 days and say it's the first day of the week.
Can't do it.
For the rest day. I don't care what your reasoning is. Say, well, we rest on day because he rose. You can say that. Whatever your reasoning is, you can't do that.
Can't do it. Cannot do it.
He blessed it and sanctified it. It's over.
Yes. That's right.
Go to Hebrews 4.
All right.
That beautiful?
Yes.
So who are you going to follow? God?
God.
Because you can't tell me Jesus didn't change that. Because it tells you that Jesus didn't give you another day.
That's right.
It tells you in your history books, the emperor did this mess.
That's right.
It tells you in Daniel, he prophesied what was going to happen. I got the scripture. Don't go into it.
All right, Pastor.
Getting to it over the broadcast. But if you're interested, you call us. Write us.
Yes.
Hebrews 4 and 1. What does it say?
Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it.
Now, wait a minute. So God ended his works and rested the seventh day.
Yes.
If we, in our works of sin, we can enter into his rest.
Yes.
All right.
That's what it's talking about.
Yes.
And yet, it's also talking about a natural work.
Yes.
You can't rest in God and say, I've entered into his rest, and the Sabbath day you out there mowing lawns for work or punching your clock as you do during the week.
All right.
You haven't entered God's rest. You have ceased from your works, but it's mainly spiritual. Stop sinning.
That's it.
Read.
Mm-hmm. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them.
But what?
But the word preached did not profit them.
Because the gospel is the word.
Yes.
They had it. Jesus wasn't on the cross back in the days of old when they were coming through the Red Sea. But the gospel was preached unto them because the gospel is the word.
Yes.
But it didn't profit them because they kept sinning.
They
had entered into God's rest, which means they didn't believe God.
All right.
If you don't stop lying and killing, you don't believe God.
That's right.
You may say you got faith in him, but you don't have no works.
That's
no fruit.
That's right.
Whatever laws they have in bylaws, you need God divine law to stay straight and to please God.
Yes.
Read.
The word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
Because they heard it. It's like today. They hear. They said, I believe Jesus, but you're not obeying his word.
All right.
They say they believe and say, well, we don't obey his word because can't nobody help but sin. But what's the point? What you saved from?
All right.
Said, no, he died for me. So you can put it all on Jesus so I can go free. No, you can't. Because he said, he that sinneth, the soul that sinneth shall die.
That's what
the Lord said. He didn't change that.
No, he didn't.
In his soul that sin, you dead.
That's right.
But the Lord said, he that believeth in me shall never die. Because if you believe God, you obey him.
God.
You don't die.
That's right.
Read.
For we which have believed do enter into rest.
Well, look what he's telling you. We that believe do enter into rest. What?
As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath,
what?
If they shall enter into my rest,
what?
Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
What?
For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day,
what?
On this wise,
what?
And God did rest the seventh day from all his works.
And what?
And in this place again.
No, it's on the first day of the week now. It's in this place again.
Uh-huh.
It's talking about the seventh day.
All right.
In this place again, what?
If they shall enter into my
rest.
In
other words, you obey God and enter and quit sinning.
All right.
You enter into God's rest.
Yes.
Quit breaking the Sabbath. Quit having gods before God. Quit making graven images. Quit taking his name in vain, quit killing, committing adultery, stealing, bearing false witness, because God said he put them on you able to bear.
That's what he said.
Did he say that?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Kings.
All 18. Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Most beautiful.
So plain.
Most beautiful.
It's plain a fool need not err.
That's
but
right.
But these jackleg preachers don't tell the people the truth because they don't know it.
That's right.
Head down for the forefathers.
That's right, Pastor.
You know God? Pastor, you couldn't do that. Talking about all this, keep talking about all this grace stuff. Yes. Grace is in the commandments.
Yes, it is.
Grace ain't nothing but mercy.
All right.
He's showing mercy to thousands that love me, keep my commandments. Yes. Well, it said, well, Jason came with Jesus Christ. Well, then what was Jesus Christ here when Noah was here? It says Noah found grace in the eyes of God.
Yeah.
Who is God but Jesus?
Go ahead. Amen.
It's just mercy.
That's right.
God, you get your mercy by keeping the commandments, because it says showing mercy unto thousands that love me and keep my commandments. You don't keep God's commandments, you ain't got no mercy.
That's right.
That's where the mercy, that's why we say, well, we're all, the law came by Moses. Yeah, who you say gave it to him? The author, Jesus. He's the author. He wrote it. He's the one who wrote it.
That's right.
It came by Moses because he gave it to Moses to give to the people.
He did.
He's doing the same thing today. He gave it to his servant to give to the people.
That's right. Exactly.
And grace and truth came by Jesus Christ because he's the author of mercy.
Yes, he is.
And truth ain't nothing but the law. Thy law is the truth.
Yes.
He gave it to Moses.
Yes.
But it came by Jesus because he's the author of it.
Yes, he is.
He wrote the Ten Commandments.
Yes, he did.
He wrote himself.
Yes, Lord.
How foolish is that? Moses gave the law, but grace, who you think gave Moses the law? You think Moses made it up himself?
No.
God showed Moses who he was.
He did.
Yes. Give this to the people.
Whether it be good or whether it be evil.
Now, here's the jackleg preacher. God knew you couldn't do that. Well, I thought God said the very hairs of your head is numbered.
That's
a detailed
said.
God. Say, every word you speak will be held accountable for.
Yes, Lord.
That's a detailed God. That means you just can't do what you want to do.
That's right.
It's telling you, even though he died for our sins, if you sin willfully, you don't have no sacrifice. His sacrifice wasn't for you to do it willfully.
No.
Why did he tell you, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world? Why did the scripture say, he that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden fruit? So what you got to overcome? If you can't keep God's commandment, what you got to overcome?
All right.
How stupid is that?
That's
how
right.
stupid are these people? What do you think God is talking about except a man deny himself?
All right.
What you going to deny yourself of and you can't say, well, Lord, you know, I can't help but lie.
No.
I can't deny myself. You ain't going to be my disciple.
That's right.
It's to he that overcometh.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Okay.
Let's go back. Let's go to 1 Kings 18 and 17. Let's see what it's saying there. I don't know. I think we might be going off the broadcast. I hope I made my point. I was talking about that pagan day. And these folks getting ready like a big theatric.
That's
like
right.
a show.
That's
sitting
right.
up there trying to act like. Now listen. How you? What can you preach? You're going to preach the Lord's last words on the cross. What I preach his word. That's what we preach. That's eternal life, not the what he spoke on the cross. That ain't going to get you nowhere.
No.
If you don't obey this, all that is beautiful. We know he died for our sins. But if you don't obey God's word, you're on your way to hell.
That's right.
That's right.
And if you're
right.
trying to take out one day and
accept
to something else, you're on your way to hell.
That's
you're
right.
in sin. It's all right.
Yes.
1 Kings 18 and 17, what does it say?
And it came to pass
what?
When Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel?
Israel king, don't know God. He going to tell Elijah the prophet, you the one troubling Israel? Many think I'm on the broadcast causing controversy because they don't know God.
That's right.
What did Elijah say?
And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam.
These jackleg preachers, they forsaken God and
yes.
followed the way of Balaam.
That's right.
Someone that didn't know God.
That's right.
Idol worshipers.
Yes.
Not us that's troubling God. It's Broadway.
That's yes. right.
And all...